Okay. You can just take it there. James can hold it if you want.
Jambiani Village is one among the villages that found east, the east coast of Zanzibar Island, or say Unguja Island. The name has got a very long history, and from the tale from our ancestors, they've said that during that time, long time ago, decades of years, or centuries, but I'm not sure how long, that people who are living inland, inside the forest, there they are living inside the small huts that were made of leaves and tree parts or some sticks. They were using the sea for fishing. They were going to the fish in the sea, and then after finishing, they were going back to their areas. There, they are farming and keeping some few animals. Seeing that it was difficult to go at that areas, at shambas, called shambas, and then to come to the sea to fish, then they decided that it's better to start establishment or settlement in the village. The people migrated from there and came to this same area. When someone was reached to a place, he was cutting the big trees because the area was dominated by big trees. He was cutting big trees, and after that, they said that this is my part. Another one came later, took another place, and therefore it was found that Jambiani was divided into different places with different names. During that time, the name of Jambiani was not yet established. It happened one time when the Arabs or Persians passes here, they had a sword. So they stayed in the area for some days and then they left. While leaving, they forgot their sword. And this in Kiswahili is called Jambia. So the people saw this sword when these people disappeared. They say that this sword must be buried, unless otherwise it may cause something which is not good. Maybe someone can take it and may kill others, or whatever the case may be, this should be buried. Then the place was called that, the place where the sword is buried. If the person was going to Shamba, to the area, said, someone asked, where are you? Say that, I was in the place where the sword was buried. In the place where the sword was buried. In Kiswahili, that, nilikuwa pahali ambapo jambia limezikwa. Therefore, to say jambia limezikwa or sword is buried, become difficult for people to say, and therefore they say that, better to say that Jambiani, the place where the sword was buried, the place where Jambia was buried. Therefore, from Jambia, then N prefix N, I, is added, and then become Jambiani. And that is the story how Jambiani name came from. It just come from the sword, which is known as Jambia in Kiswahili, and this, to say that the place where the sword is buried, pahali ambapo jambia limezikwa, they said that it's better to say that Jambiani direct, and then it becomes to be Jambiani. So this village has got sub-villages. The northwest one is known as Kipigija, followed by Kichakanyuki, followed by Jambiani. Jambiani is divided into Bondeni, Dimbuni, Mbuyuni. Then you have Kidenga, whereby can say that in the center, because there we find the school and we find the hospital, the village dispensary. Then we have Meuli, we have Kikadini, we have Changani, we have Mwendawima, and the final, the softest, is Mfumbu. Jambiani has got two shahias, Shehia is a governmental area known by the government, and the leader for Shehia is known as Sheha. So Jambiani has got two Shehas, one in north, founded Kibigija, and another is south, founded Mwendawima. So these are the leaders, and all the rules or all administration is under them, governmental administration. Also, the village has got nice water supply from inlet there, where there is a lot of water. So water is taken by pumps, by pipes to the village. Also, the village has got many guest houses, particularly for tourists who used to come nearly twice.
Do you know where the sword is buried? Do people have...
Really, me myself, I don't know, but maybe the long-time people knew about this.
Okay.
If I knew it, I will go and
look
for it and take it, because it's, if I'm going to sell it, I can make money.
And do you know the Arabs that came, were they traders?
Yeah, they were traders. I think they were Persians. I'm not sure, but these people say that the Arabs.
Yeah.
Therefore, they not easy. It was not easy for them to specify the tribe
so
of
the. So they came on the Dao.
Yeah,
they,
with the Dao.
And then they had maybe they stopped here for water.
Yeah, to help. Mm-hmm. And of course, they are using these winds, the trade winds, going in
and coming back.
Yeah.
That's a lovely story.
Really?
Yeah, make something from that. Because what you could do is you could tell the story of the people who lived on the island. You could tell where the island is.
Yeah.
And you could tell about the Arabs that sailed using the winds and the Dao.
Okay.
And then you can tell about the sword that was left behind. The people discussing it. What are we going to do with the sword? If we leave it here, then it will cause trouble in our village.
Yeah,
we don't want trouble, so let's bury it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a nice moral to it as well. Very nice.
Yeah. So
is there anything else?
Hmm?
Anything else?
Yeah, I can say that the people here, Jambian people, are farmers and fishermen. But the women, most women are seaweed growers.
Yeah.
They grow seaweed in the coast. So this is the men working it that they do to get money. Although the price of seaweed is not bad, but they have nothing more to do. So they are engaged in this for their lives. Some of the people in Jambia, besides farmers and fishermen, in school we have teachers, many teachers, and as well as nurses or doctors, just not doctors but nurses in the hospital. Also, because there is a water source, there are workers who are working in water department, so they are here also with the people. The village has got about two schools now and about three nursery schools. So the road for the village is not good to go to town,
mm-hmm.
but there is a project to make a new road in which is going to be benefitable for the people living here and also other people who are coming visit the village. So for this, I think it's important.
Yeah, and you can tell that Jambiani buried the sword.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the people are friendly and... It's very
Which
nice.
Which part are we in now? Which part of Jambiani?
You are at Jambiani. This part is known as Jambiani.
So we're in Jambiani.
Jambiani. Maybe Jambia was buried around this.
Yeah.
So, but you are at Bahrani. This Jambiani is divided into Bahrani, is divided into Mbuyuni, is divided into Mbondeni, so it's divided into Kikutani.
So we're in Bahrani.
You are in Bahrani.
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 Can you stop now, I think?
I want to get it.
Bahrani. So this is one among the, this Jambiani is one among the biggest part of some villages. Because what this area is Bahrani and around there, in the top and the up, we're going to town, is Kutani, somewhere there.
Okay.
We're going here, we see Mbuyuni, there is a big baobab tree.
Yeah.
Also, there is a, like some, not a valley, but
yeah.
down,
yes.
it's called Bondeni.
Okay.
Yeah?
So do the people still go to the forest?
Huh?
Do the people still go to the forest?
To
yeah.
Yeah, they still go to the forest, because even these seaweed growers,
yeah.
they go to the forest to cut tags,
okay.
because they need tags. Also, some people still are farmers. Some
so they
people
have
are
farms
going,
there?
Yeah, they farms in the area. Yeah. Some people are going to hunt the animals.
Okay.
Some people are going to prepare charcoal.
Okay.
Of course, there are a lot to do. Some are yeah. collecting stone for building, some
yeah.
making lime for building.
So the farms, are they quite far?
Yeah, it's quite far.
Okay.
But some are there, they're close
yeah.
to the area. And in the long time, the long time people, they made what we call bigili, a fence made of stone, to protect animals, to destroy their crops,
okay.
such as pigs.
Oh, so the
but you see, these crazy people, the crazy people in this, this in present,
yeah.
they broke in these, they sold the stone to, for building.
Building.
And therefore, it is easy, not easy now, to cultivate, because
the animals
land is open.
Choose the, eat the food.
Yeah, yeah. And I have never seen that stupid thing that has happened since I'm here,
yeah.
like this.
Yeah.
Because people are prepared this for the future people. But these future people
they
have just been blessed to,
yeah,
to break it. So this is very stupid. And therefore not to
yeah.
to cultivate is something difficult. Yeah.
That's a shame that they've done
it. It's shame. And it's very more shame that it was beat by stone, and it was to say hundreds of years.
Mm.
They broke it, and they sold the stone. So now they're making the fence by using sticks.
But this
is
the animals will break.
Isn't it awkward? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So this fence, sticks fence, can stay for 1-2 years,
mm.
and then it will be again. But the stone wall
mm.
was forever. So these people are, including myself, because I'm living in this stupid. Yeah, because I'm living in this environment.
Yeah.
So, and together I'm with these people. I tried myself to tell the people it's not good, but people say, oh, rubbish. So.